as
Oh,
you do.
sorry.
Welcome to week five so far, 5 weeks on the trot. Joining me as always on tackling issues is Steward. Say what's up, Steward.
How's it? How's it?
And Jay, how's your tooth this week?
Hey, all good, man. It's amazing what some antibiotics can do for you.
I didn't.
You take one now, Jay.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can talk rugby now.
You could talk rugby last week with it too, so I think it was
yeah,
more an excuse within it.
Yeah, but it wasn't easy. I had to soldier on.
Anyway, so today we have decided to pick a British and Irish Lions squad. We've reverted to the 31-man. I think we spoke before how difficult it was to cut it down to 31. We can see why they have such big squads when they do this. And they play a lot of games as well. But it would be interesting. I don't know if you saw the article I post about there's a chance that it could possibly be cancelled or delayed. Hope that doesn't happen. What's your thoughts on that?
I think money's got a big, big, big thing to do with this. I mean, Australian rugby's up in turmoil at the moment. And I'm not saying it's got anything to do with the British and Irish Lions, but I think a lot of unions are going to be struggling, especially South African unions, I think more than the UK or British ones. That'll be difficult to decide whether it can happen from a monetary standpoint. I'd really like it to happen because, I mean, it's been going for so long and it's something that like avid rugby fans wait 12 years for, especially if you're in a country where the British and Irish Lions are touring. You wait 12 years to watch one of these games. So I really do hope it happens, but it is understandable if financially it can't.
Cool. So we're going to get it started. We've based our 31-man squad. We've broken down in positions. We are going with 17 forwards, 14 backs. We are going with five props to begin with. So who wants to get the ball rolling? We'll just go around the table, name our props, and then later on we'll see, maybe build a team, unless all of ours are different. Who wants to start us off today?
Okay. I will. If that's okay with Jay. I mean, Jay can go if he wants.
No, you can go ahead.
All right. Well, I've gone. How my team's going to go is going to go loose, tight, and then my number five. So cool. As my starting loose head prop, I've gone Mako Vinopoto. I think he made our bench for current world team at the moment. Solid loose head prop. He's got a lot of experience. He's been on British and Irish Lions tours before, New Zealand. I believe he was also in Australia. He is getting a bit old, but he's not too old, I don't think, to travel from next year. And I still think he is probably the best loose head prop outside of the Southern Hemisphere in the world at the moment. As we all agreed, Stephen Kitchoff's the best. Mako is probably going to be a bench. I've got him with my starting loose.
Yeah, I have the exact same as that. I think out of all of them, I'll get to my bench loose head. But Mako was the start. Jared, what did you have?
I've gone Mako as well as my starting loose head. There's not much more I can say. Stuart's told everyone exactly what a player he is. So, not much else to say about Vinopolo. Definitely the starter.
Jay, who would be your top tight head?
Top tight head has to go to Tag Furlong from Ireland. Definitely. Carl Sinclair was pushing him for that starting position, but I think as a starter, Tag Furlong has to start for me at tight head.
Yeah, 100%. that Akishi.
Yeah, no, I agree. I went Tad Furlong as my starting tight end as well. Yeah, just a phenomenal rugby player. Also, I think as Jay alluded to, Ireland didn't have the greatest sort of 2019. And he did dip a little bit in form, but on any given day, he can make a big difference.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll go with my loose head on the bench, and this is all Stuart's fault. Make me look at watching a lot of Scotland. But Rory Sutherland.
Good shot.
From Scotland and Edinburgh. I've watched a lot of clips, and this guy can really move. He's good with the ball, decent scrummager as well. Little spoiler, but we'll get to it. I've got quite a few Scots that I looked at, but we'll get to that later. Who did you go with on the bench, Jay?
I have the same, yeah. Same as you guys.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that's interesting. I thought when I put Rory Sutherland down, I thought I was gonna get grief from left, right, and center.
No,
guys are gonna go like, oh, he's only got 6 caps, how could you choose him? Like, I rate this Oak. He is such a good ball carrier for a loose head.
No, he's very good. I do rate him, and I put a lot of effort into, with no disrespect to Scotland, I put a lot of effort into my selections of Scottish players because I didn't want to leave too many out. They always only have a few, so we have to get the good ones, and definitely a great bench player for me. There were some other options, but I feel sorry for Kian Healy. For me, age, he's playing great rugby, but age is he's on the wrong side for me, and Jack McGrath
age for me as well, yeah.
Jack McGrath just hasn't been able to nail down a position in the Ireland team. I do rate Jack McGrath as well, but both of them couldn't make my squad even. So yeah, I'll let you crack on with the next tight head.
Well, I think the tight head is just going back to that. I think with this, or at least I think with my picks, I think a lot of it is trying to think of how the players or how they will attack this, how Gatland attack the Springboks. And not only that, I try to go for my squad with like a mixture of a bit of experience and a bit of youth.
But we'll you need that definitely with a long tour, especially because obviously they're traveling north to south. It's different hemispheres, it's different cultures, it's different climates. Especially when you come to South Africa where we've got coastal and we've got, you know, the Eifeld where the altitude is just immense. And after sort of like 56, 60 minutes, some of the fittest rugby players in the world struggle up in the altitude. So I've gone with somebody that is so dynamic off the bench as my backup tight head, and it's Kyle Sinclair.
Yeah.
Yeah, without
his energy, his aggression. I think somebody like that, especially in like a high felt match in Joburg or Pretoria where the air is thin and the altitude is big, somebody that sort of energetic and explosive coming off the bench would definitely help a team.
Yeah, 100%.
Without a doubt. He's
everybody.
There's not many props that can score 45-meter tries. And he's one of them, so...
Yeah, no, he's an absolute monster.
A lot of people argue that he could possibly push Tag Furlong, but I just, like you alluded to, that he's more explosive, so having him come off...
That's the thing. Nowadays, rugby's about the match 23. It's no longer just a 15-man game, the best 15 play. You need to have that. You need to think about how you're going to... last in the last 20 minutes. That's why the All Blacks are so devastating, because they can come back at you and win games in the last quarter. So they're going to have to do something to like Stuart said, combat the half fault. Otherwise, they're going to suffer.
Yeah, I honestly don't mind having Tad Furlong, you know, for 56, 60 minutes, you know, going at it. And then bringing Sinclair on for 20 minutes just to absolutely run riot.
It'll be a good bench, definitely. Yeah.
Stuart, who was your extra, your fifth prop?
My extra prop,
yeah,
was actually Jack McGrath. I didn't think Kean Healy would fit. His age kind of doubted me a little. I rate the Oak, he is phenomenal, but what, he's like 33, 32, 33 now. I don't think he's going to make the tour, to be honest. I'm not thinking on what I'm going to choose, but also who's actually able to make a tour like this next year. Jack McGrath's still young. He's sat behind Healy for a long time, so he's definitely got that experience. And I think him coming off the bench, or not even just off the bench, but him being able to pair up with Tad Furlong would help him a little bit. And I rate him. I rate Genge as well, to be fair.
Yes. So I went with Ellis Genge on the bench.
Yeah.
I just like his Genge impact. Well. And I think they need a few of those guys like Sinclair and Genge in the team, because they're going to have guys like Etzebeth targeting them, and they're going to need some guys that just don't give a shit. they're going to need someone like that, definitely.
No, true. But I thought having like a Sinclair, Mako, who's also a bit of a hothead, I think just having, you know, like three sort of really aggressive play rugby, sort of borderline legal to illegal, thought maybe it's a little bit.
If they want to beat us, if they want to beat us in South Africa as world champions and playing good rugby under Rusty, they're going to have to come with some attitude, man. They're going to need guys that are going to get stuck in. Yeah, they might get penalties away, they might get a yellow card, but they're going to have to put it all out there and not stand back. So it'll be
most of the time they usually do. Yeah, most of the time on these tours they do give everything. I mean, the amount of injuries that occur, they literally put it all out, and it happens once every 4 years.
Yeah,
I actually went opposite. I did go for experience. Obviously, we're doing this. When's it scheduled? We're more than, or just about a year out, supposed to happen. So, more than a year.
Year and a bit, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Next month, because it'll be about June, July next year that'll happen.
Who did you go with, Monet?
Kean Healy.
Okay.
I went with experience. But pretty much our first four is exactly the same. So that's a good start. Mm. Hookers,
Hookers was hard for me.
It was hard. This is probably...
Yeah, hookers is, one was easy, the other two were difficult.
So the one is obviously, I think, probably going to start your three test matches. Jamie George. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got George as my starter, and then I've got two youngsters.
Yeah.
Okay.
We spoke about George last week. He was on the bench, I believe, in our current three. We selected him at the end on our bench. Jay swayed us, but yeah, he's fantastic.
Again. No, I mean, he is absolute. He's such a good hooker. It's ridiculous.
Indeed.
He deserves it. He's waited a long time and he got given the starting role for the Lions, not even England. He wasn't a starter for England and then went to Lions.
I think he wasn't even selected. But was that down to his discipline? No, it wasn't. Partly.
No, I don't think
he just got bounced from the squad completely and they took George, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. That says a lot. No, Jamie George is without
and
a
then
doubt.
And then he ended up starting for Lions. Gatlin saw something in him, and then what didn't take long for Jones to realize too.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Was that around about the time when Eddie Jones just took over as well? Or am I thinking?
Eddie Jones took over right after the World Cup. So Eddie Jones took over 2016. End of 2015-16.
So he still after had
Stuart
Hartley.
Lancaster got sacked. So he had a whole year in 2016 and 2017, half a year 2017 before Jamie George went to the British and Irish Lions.
So that's the reason Gatlin's coming back. He obviously sees things players that we don't.
This is his third tour, eh? This is huge. This is 12 years.
To be fair, he won Australia. He drew in New Zealand, so it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's been great. Now he's gonna lose. It's just unlucky he's gonna go off like that.
I hope it ends like that.
No, I'm joking. We don't know, we'll see. But
he's only got one win, one series win, because that was a draw against New Zealand.
But to go to New Zealand and draw is phenomenal too.
So yeah, you don't.
He's really
nobody
big.
Draws. I mean, there's huge comparisons all over the world. I think America uses it the most. That a draw feels like you're kissing your sister.
Yeah, but it means
nothing.
But before him, the Lions weren't winning tours. The last tour they won was in South Africa in
97, yeah.
So they went a long time without winning until they brought Gatlin in and he went to Australia and won. And then he went to New Zealand and no one gave them a chance in New Zealand. And to be fair, I thought they could have won that series.
I did not think it was going to be a draw. If they'd walked away 2-1 defeat, I would have been impressed.
Mm.
And if it was a game in New Zealand, I would have been.
The team was quite injury ravaged that series as well, a bit, not a lot, but a bit. Stuart, I remember we watched the third game where they drew, and we were complaining like,
I was livid. They should have gone to extra time. I mean, they did it in the 95 World Cup. They did it, I believe, in the 99 World Cup. You know, I'm not saying this is a World Cup, but both of these things only happen every 4 years. So, you know, kind of play it the same way.
It's just tradition. It's how the Lions tours have been played for years.
Yeah, but nobody, maybe something. You don't draw in rugby. This isn't soccer or football. You don't draw. It's not supposed to happen. Although we tend to draw a lot against Australia, hey? Remember, I think it was about 3 years ago, we drew against them twice in the rugby championship. Both games, home and away, we drew against them.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Whoever put money on that at the beginning, South Africa's going to draw with Australia, in Australia and in South Africa, is a multi-millionaire right now.
It's like a rare commodity, a draw in rugby.
It doesn't happen.
Jay, so, who's your backup?
So I've gone
Jamie
with
George.
So I've gone with two youngsters. I feel that it's still another year to go, and they're going to grow and hopefully they get the game time that they deserve. But I've gone with a former flanker who plays for Ulster, Dave Heffernan. I've gone with him as my backup, and then I've gone with a 21-year-old in Dewi Lake from the Ospreys from Wales. He's just joined made the Six Nations squad in February. They look really good youngsters coming through and they just need the game time. It was hard for me to try and select older players because I don't rate them, to be honest. There's no one that I really rate in UK. I'll see who you guys have chosen, but I try to look at different options, but it's not easy. Not easy.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Who did you go with?
So, funnily enough, I researched, obviously, hookers quite a bit, watched a lot of videos. Really, really like Dewi Lake.
I just think he's got potential.
I was watching a lot of clips on these hookers. And I was definitely flirting with a few. Dewi Lake, I think he's very explosive. Young boy, lot of energy, solid in the loose. I like him. And I actually went, he was my third choice.
Oh, I'm glad you took
second choice. coming off the bench is Luke Cowan-Dickie. Okay. I like the dude. He's aggressive. He's I've got quite an English squad though. I've got Mako, I've got Kyle, I've got Jamie George. So having somebody that's familiar with these Oaks, that scrums with these guys quite a bit, you know, I've got Kyle coming off the bench.
Yeah, but you can't select the whole England team.
No, I'm not. I'm not selecting the whole England team. But
basically, the whole front,
the guys,
all, there's like not one front row member that you've left out.
No, I have.
What, Ellis Kinge?
Yeah, and what was that dude that that grabbed Alwyn Jones's nutsack the other day? Got
yeah,
a 12-inch band.
Yeah, but he's getting old now. Well, he's not that old, but yeah, Marler. Joe Marler.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Joe Marler. There we go. Great him. he's solid. But no, I just thought I can't go with Jamie George and then two, like, really inexperienced Oaks, because Jamie gets injured. This is going to be tough for them. So at least Luke Cowan-Dickie has played with these Oaks. He's got close to 30 caps. You know,
he's not good enough.
Scored, like, five tries for England.
He's not good enough for the Lions. Do you really think he's good enough to be in a Lions squad? As a part of the match 23 as well? I don't think so.
As a backup, I do. Because I think Ken Owens is too old. Number one. And I think the other Oaks are too young.
Age doesn't matter. It's how good you're on the field. Look how young Carter was when he played for the Lions. I mean, against the Lions.
No, true. And it's good that this is like a mock-up squad and not they won't be selecting a squad a year out, because I'd love to see more of an Oak like Dewey Lake play. Because who knows? Like, he could easily be my second choice. He needs the game time, though. That's the thing. I need these guys to have the game time. I can't pick on what I presume they'll be good in a year's time.
He's been pulled into the Six Nations squad as a straight up, and he was with the under-20s recently, so he's been pulled into the senior squad. So they're obviously watching him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so are you, so am I. I think there's huge potential with this Oak. And I mean, he's like 20, 21 years old. He's still young. So I'd love to see this Oak in a year with, you know, 5-6 Welsh caps, like an end of tour type, you know, caps, and see how he gets on, because I think he's got massive potential, and I included him in my squad because I do rate him. And I also think Ken Owens is too old.
Oh, I would never have chosen Ken Owens. I don't think he's good enough for the Lions. I don't think many of the hookers are good enough. That's why, unfortunately, we left with picking youngsters that have potential.
Yeah, we've got Jamie George and two that are going to be fighting for a second and third spot. I think Luke Cowan-Dickie will be one of those, to be honest. Because he gets decent amount of game time. The other Oaks don't. He gets good game time.
I don't think
Jamie George doesn't
play
80 minutes.
Morning, who did you go with?
I went with as backup. Well, Cowan-Dickie was my extra, my squad player. I would pick him as my third. And my second, I actually took McAnally from Scotland.
Okay.
In terms of his versatility, can play loose forward as well. So he can, because we had to narrow it down to a 31-man squad, I looked at a lot of my players at versatility as well. I'm not saying necessarily he will be considered as a loose forward, but, you know.
It's possible. I mean, Scott Brits was taken to the World Cup as a hooker and ended up captaining South Africa at eighth man. So
exactly. So you never know.
Things can happen.
Would they play like if they have a tough schedule over like a month? So he could slot in there, but that was my three. So Jamie George, Cowan-Dickie, and then McAnally from Scotland.
All right.
Yeah, I agree with
bad jobs, not bad jobs.
I think both of you. I agree. Cowan-Dickie's maybe a little bit on the young side, but. We'll get to see. We won't know if they play any more rugby this year, but hopefully they do, for my sanity's sake. Lock pairings. It's gonna be, well, I can't foresee any other two starting. My number one and two locks is Itoje and Mario Itoje. Again, versatility, play lock, can play that six at all, and then Alwyn Jones. And I would probably, just for the experience, what's this, like his third or his fourth? I'd actually start those two. Third?
Probably his third.
But yeah, I floated with a lot of players.
He wouldn't be in my squad. I never chose him.
He wasn't in my squad. Age is a big factor for me. He's 35 this year, I think. Yeah. 34, 35 this year. I don't think he'll make the plane, to be honest. I mean, solid lock. Don't get me wrong. Oak's got a lot of caps for Wales, and he's an amazing player. I can't choose him in my squad because I think of age, and he's. I honestly don't think he'll make the plane. I went with Itoje as starting, like you said, lock, and he can play open side.
Yeah.
And I went with James Ryan as my second choice lock.
Yeah. That was
nice. Nice pick.
Is that your 4 and 5?
That's my 4 and 5, Itoje and James Ryan.
Yeah, that's exactly mine. James Ryan's phenomenal player, man. I can't remember what the stats were, but he played something like 19 matches or something for Ireland or something without losing. I think they finally lost to somebody. Can't remember who it was, but he's brilliant, yeah.
He's a big part of it as well. Ball carrying.
And he's so young.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's young. He's got so much energy. He's so good around the park, so athletic. I rate James Ryan massively.
Well, James Ryan was actually my third choice, if you will, to come off the bench. So James Ryan is definitely there. He's, I think, as well, at least all the Irish players that I took all come from Leinster and stuff like that. So I also thought of Jelling. I think most of the players I took came from Saracens.
I'd be happy to have Ryan off the bench too. If I'm looking at impact, he's someone that can come off the bench. Imagine him joining Sinclair. They could have a great job.
The two of them running off the bench.
My other two locks, I went with George Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very tough, but ended up taking Courtney Laws ahead of Joe Launchbury.
We've got the exact same locks.
So I went Courtney Laws because he covers, because he, I know Itoje can cover open blindside flank, but Courtney has been playing there recently for England. Hasn't done that bad. So I've only gone with one blindside flanker, so it helps to have. For me, that's what got him into the team at lock ahead of Launchbury, was that fact that he can play flank.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I went with Cruz as my second choice, and I went with Courtney Laws as my other lock.
And I do hope they take more than. I do hope they take a few more than just 31 players, but we obviously
no. They will. They definitely.
They will. 100%.
And I hope Launchbury gets it because he's also been let down and dropped for so many games for England. But it's just due to the competition that's out there.
Yeah, and I mean having Courtney Laws on your bench, you get a flank injured, you can bring him on. You get a lock injured, you can bring him on. He's very versatile. He's so athletic. That tackle that he did on Jules Plisson, where he folded it in half, like I'll never forget that. I think I'll be 80 years old one day, and I'll still be talking about that tackle. It was incredible.
Sitting on the porch, just chuckling.
Oh, it was an amazing tackle.
I went with Courtney Laws as my backup, so he's in my squad as well. Again, the versatility. The fact that he can play that six at all, and he has played that six at all more recently. So, okay.
So you didn't take Cruz?
No, I didn't take Cruz. Flirted with him. I got a lot of special mentions, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Flanks, who wants to start off with the flanks? I played around a lot with this, but loose forwards at least. But
we'll give it to you.
Loose forwards is tough, eh?
We'll let you go, Morne.
So, it's difficult, but as my six, this guy can actually play anywhere, but I just think you have to have, we talked about him. I know he's getting on, but CJ Stander.
Yep. CJ is my six.
Yeah, and then at seven, I have, again, I looked a lot. This was a pick more with stats and what he did last year in the Six Nations. Hamish Watson.
Yeah, so did I.
From Scotland. And then my eighth man. I can't have considered him last week and not put him this week. But Billy, if he's fit. But yeah. I do say there's a big toss-up. If I can just run through who I would put on the bench. Faletau from Wales.
Toby, yeah.
Just sort of, if Billy's not there, like, or if he doesn't make it because he's injured, like you guys mentioned 100 times last week, then he would probably start for me. Or CJ can probably play eight as well.
Yeah, that's a good thing about having CJ in the squad. He covers all three. And he's got that leadership ability as well.
Here's a interesting thing, just to stop for. Who would you guys have? I know we're still going through the team, but not to spoil anything, but who would you guys have captain?
Mario Itoje.
You would have Itoje right now as captain?
I'd have Itoje right now as my captain.
No, he hasn't captained the Saracens a lot. He's captain junior level. I wouldn't have him in there. For me, it would be CJ Stander. But I know they won't give CJ captaincy because he's souring and born. But I'd have CJ as the captain or continue with Owen Farrell.
Owen Farrell's not a captain for me.
He's done well with England.
That's the debate I had is whether to give the Farrells. Again, I had the same argument as you, Jay. CJ would probably be the one that stands out for me. But again, South African born, going to South Africa, he's going to captain. That's one of the reasons I Alouin Jones as my five.
He's too old. I feel he's too old to make the squad.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he made the plan.
And if he makes
he's
it as captain,
he's going to be like 35, 36 next year.
I can't see him being captain either.
No.
Jay, who did you who was your loose forwards?
So I've got CJ at six, starting at six. I've got Billy at eight, and I've gone with someone that none of you guys have gone with, but I've gone someone that I rate highly, and that's Josh Navidi.
Yeah, I've got him.
I rate that guy. He's my, and I rate him as a starter.
But remember, Josh plays a lot at six there.
Well, at Blindside, but they've got two. They sort of like Australia. They play their guys. They played sort of two open siders. To me, he's more of an open sider than a Blindside in his build and his mold and the way he plays.
I agree. But like all the stats, all the research or whatever like that, Josh Navidi came out at six like a lot more than he came out at seven. But just of where he plays, which I don't necessarily agree with.
But it's only because they're to fit him in the squad with, forget the guy's name. I've never rated
Justin
him.
Justin Tipperich.
Yeah, it's because of him.
That's true.
But anyway, I've gone with him, CJ, him, and Billy, and I've
Billy's
gone
starting.
With Faletau in the squad. Come in, and he'll definitely be the bench player off the bench. And then I've gone with Sam Underhill as the extra loose forward. That guy's a beast, man. I really rate him.
Okay.
Stuart, who did you go with?
I rate Underhill as well, but he didn't make my squad just off the versatility of the other flankers.
You guys both took Watson. I don't really rate Hamish Watson.
I rate Hamish Watson. I went for Watson.
Definitely not as my starter.
No.
You haven't chosen him as your starter?
No. So my starter is CJ at 6. Josh Navidi at 7. Billy Vanapola at 8. And I've got Tom Curry and Hamish Watson as my other two. Tom Curry is
I don't rate Tom Curry.
You rate him? I rate Tom Curry. Yeah.
I've taken Tom Curry as well.
Not for Lions. I think he's overrated. I think he's overrated, man.
I rate Curry big time.
Nah.
Nah, so I've got Curry that can play 6. I've got Hamish that can play 7. I've got Billy that can play 8. I've got CJ that can play 6, 8, maybe 7. And I've got just Josh Navidi that can play 6 and 7. And then I've got Courtney Laws and Itoji. I'm covered for
I'm surprised you guys took Hamish Watson. Seven. Both of you.
I think he's very good.
It's Stuart's fault from making me
talking
about Scotland
material.
So much.
He looks good in a Scottish team.
Yeah, but a lot of these picks, some of them was straight away on the page, wrote it down. Others were you had to think about sort of the experience or the youth. Then some of the picks were stats, and he was one of the one that I went with on stats. Hamish Watson and Tom Curry.
So my toss-up was Hamish or Toby, but I just figured with Billy they can play 8 and CJ they can play 8. I don't need another 8.
So you rate Tom Curry better than Underhill?
Yes.
Never. I can't believe that. Wow.
They play completely two completely different positions.
No, they don't. They play the same position.
Tom Curry plays
6 and Underhill
plays 7.
Yeah, but he plays an open side role. He doesn't play the blind side kind of 7. He's an open side flank. He's not a Juan Smith or that kind. When they play them together, they're playing two open sides in that England squad. He's not a traditional blindside flanker.
Maybe not a specialist, but I think
Eddie's playing him in that role because they want both of them on the field. But his role is the same as Navidi. They're open side flankers, but they're so good they can't leave them out.
Oh, I just rate Navidi more than him.
They're both good. It was tough. For me, it's tough, but they're both very good players.
Can't argue with that. I'm happy you guys went with Billy this week.
Can't be Billy. Yeah, he's class. He just if he can stay on the field, then you know, completely different story. But the guy just doesn't seem to be able to play a lot of rugby. He puts his body on the line so much that he gets injured, and
that's the one reason why I went for that.
Going with this Oak, because you never know. You could select him Billy starting 8th man next week, you know, in a Six Nations game against Ireland, and then he has a week before he plays with Saracens and breaks his arm.
How many times has he broken his?
I think he's broken both his arms twice each. I don't know.
He's so physical, that's why.
But the thing is, you can't really rely on him. Although, I definitely have him as my starting 8. And if he gets injured, then CJ will be my starting 8.
Ahead of Faletau. Do you have Faletau on your squad?
Well, the thing is, if I'm only taking 31, I'm taking 2 8th men, and that's Billy and CJ. I'm not taking 3 8th men.
Oh, so you left. So you didn't even take Faletau?
I left Faletau out. I don't need 3 8th men.
I think Faletau will definitely be on the plane.
Yeah, because they're not going to select 31. They're going to select 45. If I could select 45, then best believe I'd have Underhill and Faletau and who knows.
Yeah.
Who
else. True.
Even Tipperidge. No doubt. I'd have Tipperidge. I rate Tipperidge. I don't know why you don't, Jay. I think he's such a good.
I think he's good on attack. I think he's good on attack, but I just don't. I don't like his defensive game. I just feel
on the ground, he's such a good stealer.
Yeah, he's good on the ground and he steals in that, but It's, I don't know, I just don't rate him on defense. I think he's weak in that position. But yeah, maybe I'll be proven wrong.
But on a 45-man squad, would you have Justin Tipperick?
No.
I would in a 45-man squad. I would take him.
I'd take him. If I could take what? So we've got 5 loose forwards. If we could take 8 loose forwards with a 45-man squad, Tipperick would be in my squad. Faletau would be in my squad.
Underhill.
And Underhill would be in my squad.
It would be hard for me to pick Hamish Watson and Curry still in that. And Tipperick. I'd have to go and look. I just don't rate them. So for me, it would be very difficult. I have to look and see.
Anyway, who did you guys go at 9? Your scrum ass. Stuart, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I spoke about him a bit last week. Reece West. I rate him. I rate him big time. Big guy. Good ball carrier. Got kick. I went with him as my starter.
You call him a big guy, maybe bigger than you, but he's not big.
Yeah, tiger. Gareth Davies.
Yeah.
I went with two Welshies, but both solid scrummies. And for experience, and I still think he's got a little bit to offer, even though he had a bad year last year. I went Connor Murray.
Yeah.
Who's your starter?
Reece Webb.
Probably Reece Webb. I've got Reece Webb, Gareth Davies, Connor Murray. That's my 1-2-3. I flirted a lot with the oak named Cooney.
Yeah, but he's at the moment Murray's keeping him out of the team. So
yeah.
He's not getting enough game time. Yeah, I've seen like a lot of footage of him, I guess, but that's the problem. He's fighting to topple Connor Murray. Jay, who did you go with as your 9s?
So scrum offs. So I've gone the same as Stuart, but not in that order. I've gone Connor Murray starting. Obviously he's had a bad year. With the whole Ireland team has been pretty bad, but just his experience in South Africa, and just his kicking game and the way he reads game, it reminds me a lot of Fury Dupri. Big boy, strong. And then I've gone Gareth Davies because I like his impact. And then obviously we spoke about Reece Webb last week, and now that he's back and he's available, then he'd have to be in that squad of the Lions squad of 31. I do like Luke McGrath, but like you say, he's sort of not getting looked in at Ireland at the moment. But yeah, those are those same as Stuart, but just in different orders.
Yeah, I had the same sort of match day 23 lineup as you. I also went with Connor Murray starting. And then Gareth Davis said, I just think he gives you a lot of. I wouldn't have starting. And then the third I picked, which was different to both of you, but I went a little younger, but I went with Thomas Williams from Wales.
Tomos.
He had a decent.
I just think with Webb back and Davies, he's just not going to get game time.
You guys just, like, as soon as you guys were talking, I was thinking, is he going to play enough?
No, I would have had McGrath ahead of Webb because I already rate him. But if you're not getting selected for Ireland, then you're definitely not going to get a look in at the Lions.
Yeah, that is true, but not fairly similar. But I think your experience was. I think Connor Murray's got a start for me at least. Number 10. If all three of you don't have the same starter, it's gonna be a fight. Jay, maybe you don't.
I've gone with Owen Farrell at 10.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I did. For me, I think it's a waste to play him at 12. There's some really good centers. In saying that, I battled to I chose 3 centers and I went with someone that's sort of utility, but we'll get to that. But no, definitely, I think he's brilliant at 10. Wasted at 12, in my opinion.
I think the fact that he can play that 12 role, well, that affected my selections, my squad selection weekend
Yeah,
game.
it allowed me to choose a utility player as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah. I probably went the same route as you.
Yeah. I just think I counted him. I counted Fadl as a 10 and a 12 in my squad. That makes
Okay.
sense. But we'll get that. We'll get that
Yeah,
later.
well, I've got him as my starting 10.
That's
But like both of you have alluded to, he can play inside center. I 100% agree with Jay. He's wasted at 12. Unless you've got maybe like a 6 and a 10 4 years ago. But now with the flyoffs that we've got, he wasted it at 12. So he would be my starting flyoff 100%.
Stuart, who's so you have Owen Faddle. I know
Yeah.
exactly who your backup is.
Yep.
Go for it.
Finn Russell.
Of course it is. You swayed me on it big time.
Finn Russell, man, he's electric.
Yeah.
I love watching that guy. I really like in the beginning he was error prone. He'd try one or two many fancy things, maybe a double skip pass and it'd get intercepted or whatever, but he's grown up a bit, he's matured a bit, and he's playing some phenomenal rugby.
He's matured, but he can't even be in the squad because he's fighting with his coach. It's because
We are not talking about
can't have that
politics.
attitude in my Lions squad. And
We're
anyway,
not talking about politics.
I think he looks brilliant in a very mediocre Scottish side.
I went. Well, he's spelling France. Well, the way he's playing in France, he's no scrub for lack of a better word. He does put a lot of game time. Can play at 15 as well. Well, I've seen him play at 15. But I don't think he will go as a 15. He will go as an out and out fly off, coming off
So
the bench.
Farrell breaks down with injury, and your 30-round squad, he's your backup to
He's
win
my
the
fly off,
series.
yeah.
Phew,
He's my
unbelievable.
fly off. Well,
Unbelievable.
I have something later that will shock you guys, but yeah.
I've got a lot later.
Jay, who is your backup then?
I've gone with Gareth Anscombe
Yeah,
from
thought
Wales.
so.
Definitely, he's my. I rate that chap, and he's had to wait a long time to get game time, and he's been playing exceptional rugby. Unfortunately, he got injured before the World Cup in a game that shouldn't have even been played. But yeah, the guy's playing great rugby.
His versatility also.
Yeah, plays fullback, plays
Yeah, no.
fullback.
Very versatile. I
Anscombe,
rate
I
Anscombe.
went.
I do rate Anscombe.
Yeah, I think he plays, to me, he plays better from fullback or when he has more space. He seems to be more influential.
I think he's a
Well,
bit
maybe.
boring at fullback, to be fair. I think he by running the game is what's good for him.
It's worked well for them, with Anscombe and Bigger.
Because he comes in, joins the line, and he can come in different phases and take that role on.
Yeah. I got swayed, Jay. Stuart forced me to do this, but no, he didn't force me. I went with Finn Russell as my backup.
Force you to do anything.
No, you didn't. No, he's. Like I said, Jay, he's quite a player. He's something to after this go and have a look at. Watch a couple of Finn Russell highlights.
I've watched him. I don't sit at home wanking over him. He's not in that
He's dope,
not
man.
in not he's not in that level, unfortunately.
I
But
think he
anyway,
is.
nah.
I think Jared, like if you don't like somebody from the start, it doesn't matter if they score 400 tries in their career, you will never like them. You've just got that
Probably.
like stubbornness that if you don't like them from the start, they are done. They are dead to you, and you're never going to give them another chance.
No, I don't think so. I can probably think of a few that have proven me wrong.
And do you like them?
Yeah, I never rated Scott Berger when he started, and then after like a few games, I realized what a phenomenal player this guy's going to be.
Can't believe you doubted Skok.
Yeah, I doubted Skok when he was 20, but it was more to do with them not selecting Watson, who started playing a few months before Skok came on the scene.
So that's it, because he was a Stormers.
Yeah,
he was at Stormers.
Exactly.
that's the main reason.
That's the main reason. Yeah. No, but he proved me wrong, man. Proved me
Buffen
wrong.
Buffen Russell will be the second.
Nah.
Centers.
To prove you wrong.
No. If you were choosing three.
I'm just going to go through all four of my centers because go. I just think it's easier that way. So starting inside is going to be Tuilagi.
100%.
Starting outside is Jonathan Davies.
200%.
Then my bench inside is Sam Johnson.
Okay.
And my bench outside, who's a utility player, is Elliot Daly. He can play outside center, he can play left wing, and he can play fullback.
Trey, who was your
So I've got the same as Stuart, starting with Tuilagi and Davies. I had Elliot Daly as covering 13. And that helped by having Farrell being able to cover 12. And then I'm surprised that Stuart never went with him, but I went with Hugh Jones from Scotland. I really rate Hugh Jones. I think he's phenomenal.
I rate him too, but Sam Johnston has taken over Hugh Jones in that 12 jersey for Scotland.
It's just I don't know. I know Elliot Daly can play that 13, but maybe you guys used it to fit in. But I didn't take him as a 13. I went with Tuilagi and Davis starting, obviously. Yeah. And then my backups is Johnson for 12 and Ringrose for 13.
Not bad. I like Ringrose. I think he'll make the wider squad.
I think from a bench perspective, having somebody like Daly, you can play three positions and well, you can play them all pretty well. I had to go for a little bit of versatility with a 31-man squad. And somebody that can play outside centre, left wing and fullback is pretty versatile.
Oh, indeed. 100%. No, Elliot Daly is definitely... Well, he's in my 31-man squad, so... but it's... This is where I think all of us might be slightly different than how we looked at it. Do you guys...
I think with outside backs, it's tricky because you've got to... I went with who can play right wing and left wing and fullback, you know, sort of effectively, as opposed to just wings, because you can get like, you know, three wings, but if all of them are left wings, then who are you going to play on the right, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. Who did you go with then? Start us off.
Okay, so I'm just going to run through my whole five.
Yeah.
Not in any order, and I'll tell you the order once I've said it.
Okay.
Gareth Anscombe, Stuart Hogg, Anthony Watson, Liam Williams, George North. I'm really hoping he's fit.
So
Anscombe can play fly half and fullback. North can play right wing. Hogg is out and out fullback. Watson can play right wing or fullback. And Williams can play left wing or fullback. So effectively in my back five, I've got three fullbacks, two right wings, two left wings.
Who would you start?
I thought you didn't rate him, Anthony Watson.
As a right wing, he wouldn't be my first choice. North would be my first choice right wing. But because of his versatility at being able to play fullback, I went with Watson.
I think Watson will be on the plane next year. Obviously, their squad will be bigger. Excuse the pun. But I did not pick Watson in a 31-man squad at least. Stuart, who would you start?
So, Hogg at fullback.
100%.
I'd start North at right wing. And I'd start Liam Williams at left wing.
Yep. Can't argue with that. Jay, who did you go with?
Yeah, so I went with George North, Anthony Watson as my wingers, as my right wingers. And then I went with Stuart Hogg, Liam Williams, and I went with Jack Knowles.
Okay.
So there was a few. It was tough, but I like Jack Knowles. I think he's got that aggressiveness. He's small, but he's strong and he's fast. I just think he can score some tries that not many players can do. So,
and to be fair, he can play outside center.
Yeah, and he can play and he covers that center position too. Yeah,
I've seen him at 13 a lot for England. I had to fit Anscombe in my team because I do want Finn Russell on the plane because I do rate him. But I had to have Anscombe. I had to have at least 3 fly halves. So I went with Anscombe rather as an outside back because he can cover fly half and full back.
Yeah.
And I don't need more wings because I've got Daly that can play left wing and I've got Williams that can play left wing and I've got North and Watson that can play right wing. And I've got Daly, Anscombe, Hogg, Watson and Williams that can play fullback.
So for me, I never thought about choosing an extra fly half because if one of them gets injured, it's only a 12-hour flight, and time zones are very similar, so it's not going to affect them too much. So I didn't think about trying to find someone to fit in there, but then I didn't have to worry.
Would be your third choice fly half.
I didn't have to think about trying to get one in there.
Go think about it now. Anscombe gets injured. Who are you flying over?
Ooh, I have to think about that. Maybe Finn Russell.
Well, if it was in my case, I'm with Farrell and Finn Russell. I don't know. For me, it would be Anscombe will come over, but that's my squad.
I'll have to go look at this Finn Russell now and see what you guys have been doing. What things you've been doing at home last week while on YouTube.
So,
Google Sam Johnson as well.
No, I know Johnson. He was close, but I rate Hugh Jones, man. I just think he can play 13, and I see Jones more as a 13.
I see him more as a 13 as well, to be fair.
But he's in my squad that he can cover 12 or 13. That's what I like about him. And then I've got Davey starting with Tuilagi. He can also cover 12, 13. I've got Farrell's at 12. Mm. So
Elliot's not. North can cover 13.
Farrell is inside. I've got Tuilagi inside, outside. I've got Davies outside. I've got Johnson inside. And I've got Daly outside. So I've got 3 inside centers and 3 outside centers.
Like I said, North can cover the 13 position, worst case scenario. But North is my starting right. He would be my starting right wing as well. Hopefully, he stays injury free. And then I had Liam Williams would be my starting left wing. Stuart Hogg as my fifth. And then I had Elliot Daly. And the other one I had.
So who's your five?
So North, Williams, Daly. Stuart Hogg, and then I also went Josh Adams from Wales.
Okay.
Wow.
As my pick. I told you I don't rate Anthony Watson, but Watson was the closest to getting into the squad.
I read Watson more than I read Adams.
Yeah, I don't read Adams at all.
Yeah, I've seen you curse him. He had a quite a good year last year. So
yeah, he's got 7 tries in the World Cup. So I mean, he was the top try scorer, but
exactly.
I think like 4 of those were 2-meter dot downs.
So that's what you need from a winger.
So you think he's better than Jack Knowles?
See, this is a squad of reference players.
Or Jordan Lamar.
Lamar, he was so close to making my team.
I was just about to say.
Really, only play fullback here.
I was just about to say Elliot Daly.
He's wing as well.
Yeah,
Elliot Daly. I take Stockdale as a wing before I take Lamar.
Who will you take?
Jacob Stockdale.
Yeah, Jacob Stockdale came very close to my team as well.
I'd take him if I needed a wing, like if one of the wings were injured, like an out and out winger, I'd probably fire Stockdale over.
I also like that, but he hasn't got much game time, but he's a youngster that in the next year it'll be interesting to see how he does, is that Louis Rees Zammert plays for bench, but he's only like 19 or 18, playing big boy, plays for in England. Have you seen much of him?
No, I've got to check him out.
Yeah, it's Louis Rees, half and Samet. He was like top try scorer. He plays for Johan Ackerman's team.
Gloucester,
yeah. And I think he's 18 years old.
Yeah, 19, 87 kilos, 188 meters.
Yeah, he's good, man.
Okay, I'll have a look at him.
Jordan Lamar was very close to Lamar. Tonight, sorry, I butchered the name.
Lama.
Jordan Lama, yeah. Lama, Lamar, I don't know. But he was very close, but I just thought Daly's versatility. I can't leave Daly at the team. I think if...
Yeah, I couldn't leave Anscombe out.
Is there any players that you feel... Well, we just spoke about quite a few players, but any players that maybe we looked over in any position that you guys can think of?
I think Joe Launchbury is going to feel...
I think Launchbury is unlucky because of the versatility of Laws. I think Launchbury is unlucky. And I think that's been his career, basically, with England. It's that versatility of Laws kind of keeps Launchbury off.
Also was very keen on Leon Brown. From Wales, the prop.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Quite like him. Like the look of him. Lewis Ludlam from England. Flanker.
Maybe I haven't seen enough of him, but no.
Yeah, go look at Lewis Ludlam here. He's very good. And then Ross
Moriarty.
Moriarty.
Yeah,
Ross Moriarty, yeah. He actually came more close than Undeal. Squad, sorry.
And then I had Sam Johnson as a special mention as well on my bench.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on my bench as a center. Basically.
Yeah.
I think he'll make it though.
I rate him. I think he's phenomenal.
I think he'll make the squad, yeah. But that's he's just trying to fit
like 12 though. Just like
I was just trying to fit Daly in there.
Yeah, I think Daly inevitably has to go.
I think he might even start. They might even start him if Tuilagi's injured. They might start this boy at 12.
Ooh, Johnson.
Mm.
Yeah, I think if Tuilagi's injured, I think Johnson is probably going to be the first choice inside. I don't think they're going to look past Farrell. Although in saying that...
They might play Farrell there.
Eddie Jones played Farrell at 12 and then... what's his name? Gatlin played Farrell at 12 as well.
Mm.
Yeah, but so, I'm telling you now, I wouldn't mind because obviously I want the box to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they put George Ford in the plane. I don't rate him at all.
I don't think they will.
I won't be surprised if they do, considering that the two of them played for what, last 3 years at least? Two years together in that 10-12.
I think he might make the plane, but he's not going to make
starting team for any of the tests.
Oh yeah, 100%. For me, you've got to start
for them against like the Stormers and the Lions and nonsense.
You've got to start
in the test. It has to be Farrell at 10.
Farrell, and he plays 80 minutes in all three tests.
And a fit Tuilagi at 12, and a fit Jonathan Davies at 13. See, that's the thing. Like all three of our choices of inside and outside centers starting are so touch and go when it comes to injuries that you could actually have, you know, Farrell at inside and Daly at outside starting with Russell at 10.
Or Anscombe.
Jay. I tell you what, but Russell, don't be shocked if he starts at 10.
With Farrell at 12.
Well, there's not much. There's not much out there, to be fair.
No.
There's not. For me to try and choose a number 3, 10, it's not. I don't really rate Russell, but there's. I'd have to go look more at him, but there's not much out there. There's not much else out there.
Yeah, but the other 10s are all.
I definitely take Russell ahead of Ford. I really don't like Ford. I think he's so boring.
That's the thing. Is Ford is the other 10 that I can think of that we haven't mentioned.
I would never mention him.
Then the other two is both old, on the older side of the scale in Bigger and Sexton. So
yeah, but Bigger's much younger than Sexton, I think. Quite a few years younger.
Yeah, a few years younger. But
I think Bigger will make the plane. I don't think Sexton will. I really don't.
Oh, if they're gonna take a
big special mention, and I'm so glad none of us have him in our teams. And that's Johnny May.
He's great for England, but
so many people rate Johnny May.
Nobody's got him in the team because so many people rate
Johnny May. But I was gonna say I did put him down a special mention, and I was gonna say that I guarantee you he'll definitely get on the plane.
He'll make the plane, but I don't think he'll start any of the games.
I don't think he'll make the plane. I don't think he'll go. There's too many good players available I don't think he'll make it.
Be interesting.
I'll take Lama or Lamore, however you say his name, because they're gonna have a bigger squad. I'll take those boys: Watson, Daly, Liam Williams, Hogg, Anscombe.
I rate Williams.
Liam Williams is brilliant. You got Jack Knowles. There's too many. You got this young Wales boy. That'll be 19 next year. He might be, if he continues this form, it's going to be hard for them not to consider him.
The Gloucester boy.
What, Tompkins?
Louis something.
It's Louis Zammett.
Louis Rhys Zammett.
Yes, he's good.
I'm going to watch a bit of him. He's only got 13 games for Gloucester, so.
Yeah. This looks about right. If
10 tries in 13 games, that's not too bad.
that's insane.
That's not too bad for a 19-year-old.
No, he's been.
He's definitely making the plane.
No, I don't know if he'll make Lions, but he's definitely one coming up for Wales.
Yeah.
If they play him opposite North with Williams at 15, be a really good attacking back three.
Yeah, see, I agree, because I do think Halfpenny's done now.
No, yeah. I'd have him in the mix in the squad, but not starting.
No.
What, the Wales squad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't have Halfpenny for Lions.
No, you definitely don't make my Lions team. I've got enough kickers.
If we were gonna pick a team, looks pretty easy. If we're gonna pick day 23, the Vunipolo as your loose head, Jamie George as your starting hooker, Tage Rikishi Furlong as your tight head.
Tad. It's not Tad.
Tad, my fault. It's because of the way it's spelled, you know what I mean? Mario Itoje as 4, Ryan at 5, I agree. And both of you went that. I Ryan of CJ at 6, and both of you had Navili and Bali Pilipolo at 8. Starting, I think Connor Murray would probably be the one, and Garrett Davis off the bench, according to what we pick. Owen Farrell at 10, Tuolangi Davis unanimously at center. Then the back three, I think all of us got the same. Williams at left wing, North at right, and Stuart Hogg at 15. Is that correct? Anybody pick anything different?
I had Jack Knowles as a starter.
Over Liam Williams.
Jack Knowles, George North as my wings, and Stuart Hogg and Liam Williams coming off the bench. And Watson in the squad.
I think with the style of play.
That's so we know Hogg is the fullback.
Hogg is definitely.
North is the right wing.
So, who did you guys had Williams? So Williams makes the starting lineup then.
Yeah.
Owen Williams is my starting left. Yeah.
And then the bench, the hooker would probably be the one that we all would have picked differently. I went McAnally. Both me and Stuart went Cohen Dickey as well. So Cohen Dickey would, by default, be the backup to Jamie George. Then Sutherland and Sinclair. That's no-brainers for both of us. Would be replacement Locke. Would you go Laws off the bench?
No, I'd go Cruz. I'd want an out-and-out Locke.
You'd go Cruz. Cruz as a replacement lock. Yeah, you and Jared both went Cruz as a replacement lock.
No, I never went Cruz as my... I went Cruz as my number 4. I went Courtney Laws. He covers coming off the bench and he can cover 7 if someone gets injured there.
Would you not want an out-and-out lock on your bench?
He is an out-and-out lock that can cover 7. He's always played lock his whole career. He's only now that Eddie's flirting with him at 7.
For me, as the lock on the bench, yeah.
And then your loose forward replacement. Jay, who's your loose forward? Who would you have on the bench? Faletau? Or Underhill?
No, Underhill's a squad player. Either him or Navidi start. They're not on my. They wouldn't play off the bench for me, so definitely Faletau. Yeah,
I wouldn't Faletau off the bench as well. And then 21, we spoke to Garrett Davis. 22 has to be Finn Russell. Sorry, Jay. And 23, I think that out of all the players that everybody picked, I think Elliot Daly would probably be 23.
So do you really rate him higher than Anscombe, Stuart?
No, I wouldn't have Russell on the bench.
You would either start him or you would.
So you need to choose. You need to choose because we both have Anscombe on our squad.
I'll have Anscombe on the bench with Daly. Daly and Anscombe is my 22.
So. There you go. That's pretty.
Have a fly half and fullback.
Mm.
Daly can cover outside left wing or fullback.
I'm happy so with
if
her.
Farrell gets injured or if Tuolagi gets injured, then Farrell can go to 12 and Anson can come at 10. Or if Farrell gets injured, Anson can come at 10.
And Daly can kick those long kicks, man. Him and Hogg can kick long kicks for them against us, Hogg, man.
Kicks very well, yeah.
They're gonna need it at the high, on the higher fault. That's about it. Looking forward to next week. We'll do the South African 31-man squad that we think will play in this test series. And
that's going to be exciting, man.
and absolutely whitewash this team. But we don't know. Yeah, it's gonna be a tough.
So I'm just anyway, at the team, it's solid.
Yeah, their team is definitely solid. But
I think if we had to present this to Gatland, he'd probably accept.
Thanks for doing my work.
Yeah.
No, it's very, very good team. It's quite scary, actually.
Yeah. It's quite scary looking at quotes. You put it down on paper and you start talking about it, and you're like, well, oh no, these guys are going to play against us.
Well, there you have it. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you're enjoying the content we're putting up, please subscribe to our channel and leave a like at the end of the video. Thank you. See you all next week.